Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Reds lost to the Dodgers on Thursday afternoon 10-5 and were swept in the three-game series. It was just not Hunter Green's day on the mound. The right-hander gave up 6 runs on 9 hits, including 3 home runs in 5 innings of work. The bullpen gave up 4 runs over the final 4 innings, including 2 more home runs. The Dodgers had at least 1 hit in every inning and scored in every inning but the first. Freddie Freeman drove in 3 more runs on Thursday for LA. He had quite the series, 7-for-12, 2 home runs, and 10 RBIs. Donovan Solano drove in Cincinnati's first run with a single in the fourth. Tommy Pham hit a 3-run homer for Cincinnati in the seventh. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, we said that Hunter Green needed the slider and he needed to keep the Dodgers in the ballpark today to have some success against Los Angeles. Neither of those two seemed to be the case.
Yeah, it looked like he was struggling. Now, he came out in the first inning, threw the ball awfully well, threw some pretty good sliders in that inning. But as the game progressed, it looked like he was getting around the slider. We didn't see very many changeups, and it looked like he was having some difficulty locating the fastball. And a lot of that location of the fastball is feeling like you have to be perfect because you know your slider's not there. And that's kind of the evolution of being a big league starter. There are times you're going to go out there and you just don't have anything. But he did have a high velocity fastball today. He just wasn't able to locate it like we've seen him in the past.
The Reds bullpen just was not able to stop the bleeding today. This bullpen, I mean, it has really, really been struggling lately.
Well, there's a lot of guys down there that are not used to pitching in these kind of spots, and you've got some injuries. You're kind of put in a position to where you're hoping guys can step up, and it's just not happening yet.
Reds fall to the Dodgers again. Final score 10-5. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds lost their 7th game in a row on Thursday afternoon as they fell to the Dodgers 10-5, and now to the highlights. Hunter Green started the game for the Reds. He gave up a leadoff single to Trey Turner. Green struck out Freddie Freeman. Then with Will Smith at the plate, he got a double play thanks to some deception.
Trey Turner has 14 stolen bases, and there he goes. The pitch is a breaking ball lifted in the air, short left field. Coming on is Pham. Turner still standing at second base. Here comes Pham's throw to first. A good one will get him. It is a good one, and they got him. Boy, I don't know what Turner was doing.
What a huge decoy by both Kyle Farmer and the third baseman here today, Solano. They had Turner looking all over the place. Turner thought the ball was on the ground.
He was trying to figure out where it was, couldn't find it. By the time he figured it out, it was too late.
Hunter Green started for the Reds. He pitched a scoreless first, but the Dodgers got on the board in the second. Max Muncy singled to begin the inning. After one was out, Justin Turner doubled, moving Muncy to third. Gavin Lux walked to load the bases. Cody Bellinger was next up.
And Bellinger rips a line drive to center field. Coming on, Senzel. The catch is made. Tagging at third, Muncy is coming home. Throw home, cut off. And now they've got the runner Turner hung up between second and third. The throw goes to Solano, and he tags him out. So the inning is over. The Dodgers do get one on the sack fly to center by Bellinger, but it turns into a double play. It goes 8-3-5 to get Turner to close out the inning.
L.A. catcher Austin Barnes led off the third by drawing a walk. Trey Turner was the next batter, and Tommy Pham came up big.
To the plate. Rip down the left field line, heading towards the corner. Pham cuts it off. He will make the throw to third, and he gets Austin Barnes. That is twice today that Tommy Pham has used his arm to cut down a Dodger base runner. He got Turner in the first. He gets Barnes here in the third. One down.
Next at the plate was first baseman Freddie Freeman.
Green will check second once and back to the plate. And this is hit high and deep and long, and you can kiss that baby goodbye. A 2-run shot for Freddie Freeman. What's new? Just a couple of more RBIs for Freeman in this series. And it is a 3-0 ball game. My goodness. That is 9 RBIs for one Freddie Freeman in 2 games and not even a full 3 innings.
L.A. added to their lead in the 4th. Justin Turner led off with a single. After Gavin Lux flew out, Cody Bellinger stepped to the plate, and he did this.
Now it's 3-0 on Bellinger. The pitch. And he swings and hits it high and deep to right field. Back Almora. He's at the wall, and it's gone. About 7 rows deep into the seats in right, just to the left of the Dodger bullpen. 2-run home run for Cody Bellinger. 2nd home run for the Dodgers today. For Bellinger, it's his 9th homer of the year. This one a 2-run shot, and it's 5-0 Dodgers.
Clayton Kershaw gave up a base hit in each of the first 3 innings of this game, but the Reds couldn't do anything with them. They finally scored off Kershaw in the 4th. Tommy Pham reached on an infield single to begin things. Kyle Farmer walked. That brought up Donovan Solano.
Here's the pitch, and he swings and lines a base hit into left field. Pham headed to third base. He'll get the wave around. Here comes the throw to the plate, cutoff, and Pham will score standing. The Reds have their first run of the afternoon. It's an RBI single for Donovan Solano already. His 2nd RBI and his 2nd hit today.
That is the first time I've ever seen Tommy Pham hesitate coming around third. He looked at J.R. House, and J.R. House said, hey, let's go, let's go.
The Dodgers got that run back in the top of the 5th, thanks to Max Muncy.
Green's first pitch is belted high and very deep to right by Muncy, and it is way out of here. That is about 3/4 of the way up the sun deck and right. Long gone. Muncy with just his 5th home run of the year. It's only his 2nd home run in his last 31 ball games, his first since June the 9th.
Hunter Green was finished after 5 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, 3 home runs, 98 pitches, 58 for strikes. Jeff Hoffman took over in the 6th inning for Cincinnati, and the Dodgers scored again. After retiring the first 2 batters he faced, he gave up a single to Bellinger, walk number 9 hitter Austin Burns. Trey Turner was next up.
Hoffman to the plate, the 2-0 pitch, and it's crushed toward the left field corner. That is going to hit off the wall. This will score Bellinger. Here comes Barnes to third. He'll get the stop sign there. RBI double for Trey Turner. His 3rd hit today.
In the top of the 7th, Hoffman had to face Will Smith.
Reds are in danger of losing their 8th consecutive here at Great American Ballpark, and this ball is covered high and deep to left, and it is gone. That is the 4th home run of the afternoon for the Dodgers, and it is 8-1 for the visiting team Dodgers.
Phil Bickford took over on the mound for Clayton Kershaw in the bottom of the 7th, and that's what the Reds needed. Senzel and Oki both singled to begin the inning. After India popped out for out number 1, Brandon Drury got a run home.
Ripped into right center field, a 1-hopper to the right fielder Thompson. That will score a run. Quick throw back into 2nd as they try to get Oki. They will not, and it's an 8-2 ball game. So give Brandon Drury an RBI, his 36th on the year. And also his 2nd hit of the ball game.
That brought up Tommy Pham.
The 2-2. Oh, he got a lot of this one. Left center field, and that is gone. A 3-run home run for Tommy Pham. The 10th home run of the year for Pham, and he puts 3 RBIs on his resume as he hits 29 in that mark. Right over the Starfire side, out in left center field, just above the Reds dugout. And it is now an 8-5 ball game. Boy, that's kind of nice. First home run of the day for the Redlegs.
L.A. scored their 9th run in the 8th when Freddie Freeman singled home Cody Bellinger, his 10th RBI of the season. Art Warren came out in the top of the 9th. The first batter he had to face was Trace Thompson.
Trace Thompson hits it high and deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. Fair ball. Home run, Trace Thompson. His first of the year. And the Dodgers have now scored in each of the last eight innings. It's 10-5 L.A.
L.A. scored in every inning of this game except the first. David Price came out in the bottom of the ninth. He set the Reds down in order, and the Reds lose the game 10-5. Here are the totals for L.A. 10 runs, 16 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, 5 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They stranded 7. Kershaw, the winner, 5-1. Green, the loser, 3-8. No save in the game. L.A. hit 5 home runs. Freeman, number 8. Bellinger, number 9. Muncy, number 5. Smith, number 10. Thompson, number 1. 3 hours and 14 minutes, 21,989 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Friday night, the Reds begin a three-game series against the Giants in San Francisco. In Game 1, right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes to the mound. He's 3-1 with a 3.51 ERA. The Giants counter with right-hander Alex Cobb. He's 3-2, his ERA 5.62. We're on the air with the pregame show at 9:45. First pitch is scheduled for 10:15. And once again, the final score on Thursday afternoon, the Dodgers beat the Reds 10-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.